Okay, got it.
Okay, our speaker is Lynn, who will now share her experience, strength, and hope for 20 minutes on step nine. Go ahead, Lynn, it's all yours.
Okay, hi everybody. I'm Lynn. I'm an alcoholic and an addict. Really, my drug of choice is more. It doesn't matter what area of my life we're talking about. And my sobriety date is November 1st, 1995, and I live in San Diego. My sponsor is Tyla. So I was with her when she first started BBA, so I've been around it for a long time, although I haven't been real active in the past couple of years. And step nine that I'm going to share about, it's the making of the amends. The technique for me is pretty straightforward. I get the note cards and I make my four piles. Maybe now, not now, later, maybe never. Pretty much at this point in my sobriety, nobody goes into the never category. I know that, with enough time. But I love step nine. My experience when I first got in was that I was amazed. It's exactly for me the promises. It says you'll be amazed before you're halfway through. I was amazed before I was halfway through my amends at what a difference it made in my life. It was just like an instantaneous change. And it's the same thing to this day. I'm gonna share two experiences of mine. One is my daughter-in-law. When I was early in sobriety and I didn't really understand what was going on very well, and it was before BBA, and I said, I asked somebody how, with a lot of time, I said, how long do you have before you have to make your amends? And he looked at me and he said, well, how long do you want to be in pain? I had a run-in with my daughter-in-law 10 years ago. And I knew I was right because I'm a good alcoholic, and I didn't feel like making an amends. And I have a better program than that, but I didn't feel like it. And I just felt like, eventually I'd get in enough pain and I would make the amends. All right. So time went on and I was okay. And gradually, it not only deteriorated my relationship, my relationship with her not only deteriorated, even though we weren't speaking, it began affecting everybody in the family, and ultimately, the person who was affected the most was me, and it was in a negative way. I started to feel very alcoholically. I felt excluded. I felt, nobody, all the alcohol. I was in a pity pot, and finally I had enough, and I said, okay, you know what? I reached out one Yom Kippur, and I made, I made an amend. Not a real good amends, but I did say, I went up to her and I said, look, I'm sorry things are like this the way they are. We're starting, a new year. I'd like to see if we could start over. And she said, fine. So I didn't really make an amends about anything. And the reality is that, it's an internal thing. Number one, I hadn't forgiven her. And number two, I wasn't really sorry. So even though, I spoke the words, I hadn't had the internal change that I needed to have in order for the amends to really be effective. And I never followed up on them, and neither did she. And within a year or two, we were back into the same place. So I finally, my daughter was coming from Israel. I'm in Israel now. My daughter lives here. I'm visiting, and she was going to come to America. And I just didn't want to have any of this bad blood. So I wrote to her. She didn't, we weren't speaking, but I wrote to her and I said, look, I'm really sorry for my part in what happened. And I really would like to heal what's going on. And, so if there's a way for us to get around this, let me know what I have to do to make it okay. And she wrote me back. And she said, oh, I'm so happy you wrote me. I've been thinking of calling you for a while. I'm so glad that you did that. And she had been in the program she was using again. And I went to see her and she like came up to me and threw her arms around me. Now, I had been ready to make an amends, but I didn't know we had progressed to that point. And I really had to, bring God into the situation for me because I couldn't handle it. But at that point, with that contact, everything changed. It was like suddenly the family was on the phone all the time. Suddenly everything that I had been looking for just fell into place. And, for me, it felt like, sorry, I always know it's God's will when it's easy. Okay, when I have to work for it and I'm banging my head against the wall, then I know I'm in self-will. But when everything falls into place, and that's exactly what it had been, it was, it was a miracle. And my daughter came, we had a great time, and things are still not, 100% between me and my daughter-in-law, but they're okay. And I feel better, and I know what it is I need to do to keep it. It's going to be a living amends for me. And so I'm moving now to, I'm here and my daughter's husband and I, we're two people who would have never talked if my daughter hadn't married him. And we both, understand that. And there's no, outward discord, but again, it's an internal thing. I don't like him. And I know that it comes through because I'm not the kind of person who can hide my emotions well. I do the best I can to be politically correct, but, and again, it's Yom Kippur and I really like to clean up my stuff. My ninth step gets strong right around this time of the year. And I guess it's no coincidence that it falls in September. If you're going through the months step by step. So I have to make an amends. And for me, what that process means is I really have to go to God. And I have to say for myself, what I have to say is, how would I want God to treat me? If calls from America, I don't know how to fix it. If I for me, working my program means that I my higher power, who I call God, I want to live in the image of him. And when I, biblically, when it said, God created man in his image, I don't think it means like with two eyes and a nose and a mouth. I mean that if God is forgiving and I'm created in his image, I need to be forgiving. And everything I want from my higher power, if I'm working a strong program, I need to reflect to the people in my life. And so I have to really get to a place, forgiveness has become a new thing for me. In step nine, I really just don't think, I can let go of the resentment without truly forgiving the person. And I really have to move into a place where I forgive them. And I really have to work my step one, because for me, step one is, I cannot control that person. It's the acceptance prayer, that person is okay in God's world. He was created exactly how God wanted him to be. And it might not be how I want him to be, but it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And as long as I'm trying to make anything different, You know, I am not lined up with God's will, and I can't make a good amends at that point. I really have to get myself straight, straight with God, and I have to be everything. I have to be to this person, and I have to give to this person everything I want my higher power to be and to give to me. You know, I don't want God to say to me, well, when I go to God and say, I'm really sorry I screwed up, I don't want God to say to me, well, okay, Lynn, you know, I'm still a little pissed off, you know, maybe a couple months, call me again and we'll see, we'll talk about it. That's not how I want my higher power to react. I want him to forgive me, and I want him to forgive me completely. So I need to be the same way, and I need to remove this. And, you know, I don't know if this share is good for anybody else, but it's good for me to hear, you know, to put into words some of the stuff that I've been thinking about. And I'm going to sit down, you know, and write it out like I'm supposed to. And then I'm going to, you know, do this before the holiday. And I find that step nine, once I do a correct step nine, first of all, the person is removed from my committee. I don't think about them. I don't worry about them. It's gone if I've done a good amends. You know, I listen to what they tell me, what they need me to do, and I do my best to follow that. But it sets me free because I don't worry about anything anymore. It's been removed. It gets removed from me, and then the change in the structure of the relationship and the people around it, it's just miraculous. So really, that's all I have to share unless somebody has questions. So thank you for letting me share tonight.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm going to stop the recording.